You are Locked On Bulls, your daily podcast on the Chicago Bulls. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Here are your hosts, Matt Peck and Big Dave Watson.
What's up and welcome in to Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Matt Peck. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls underscore Peck. You can follow my co-host Big Dave at BAL, B-A-W-L Sports. You can follow us at Locked On Bulls. You can also shoot us an email, lockedonbulls@gmail.com. And of course, that text and voicemail line is always there for you, our fellow Bulls fans, 331-979-1369. We're going to be getting into all kinds of mailbag on this episode and the next episode. We got a double whammy of mailbag coming for you here in the middle of the week. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Spotify Green Room, changing the way we talk sports. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of the many Locked On Rooms. All right, before we get into some mailbag stuff, Big Dave, first thing we have to address is that after we finish recording our Tuesday episode, of course, 10 minutes later, we get a tweet that goes across our timeline saying, oh, Zach LaVine is actually not on his way to Tokyo with Team USA. Out of an abundance of caution, he has been held out and is placed in health and safety protocols for, you know, COVID-related reasons. Now, this is a huge gut punch, but the hope, Dave, is that this is just a temporary delay and that Zach will be able to join Team USA in Tokyo later this week or early next week before their first game against France. But, man, wasn't it just like the straw that breaks your back when we're trying to be excited about Bulls things this offseason? We've got a long offseason here. We got excited watching Zach get two starts to finish out their exhibition play. And then, of course, this happens, right?
Yeah, but I'm here to add some levity here. And I'm glad I'm here on this show. When I saw the tweet, and I don't remember if it was you or John who sent it. I don't remember who sent it to us. But when I saw it, I read the first line and I said, you got to be bleeping me. Like, this is insane. But then I saw the second sentence and immediately I didn't care anymore. I wasn't worried. I wasn't concerned. I didn't worry about none of it, Matt, because the second sentence simply said the USAB hopes that Zach will rejoin the team later this week in Tokyo. That's all I needed to hear. As long as they keep telling me that he will rejoin the team and it's looking like he will later this week, not later next week, later this week in Tokyo, I am completely fine and I'm okay. But yes, it completely sucks and it adds to the myth of Bulls fans pretty much being Al Bundy of the NBA. Just everything bad happening to them. Watch Married with Children if you've never seen it, kids. But watch everything that's bad happening to them is just going wrong. What's the saying? Whatever can go wrong will go wrong. Like, it just feels like that, right?
It does. It does. Especially after the fact that, you know, Bradley Beal was forced to remove himself from the team entirely. And that you thought, okay, well, with Beal going out, perhaps this is an opportunity while we're still waiting for Middleton, for Booker, for Jrue Holiday, the finals guys to join this team, for Zach to really claim a spot. And not just a spot in the rotation, but a starting spot and really being a influential piece and maybe even an influential member of the starting five of a USA team that's going to go try and win gold here, there in Tokyo. And you just hope that whatever, you know, that saying that they've used for a while now, the abundance of caution, is you're hoping that it's contact tracing, right? That it is, in fact, a positive test from Zach himself, because it's not like Bulls fans have forgotten. It wasn't that long ago where we're trying to cling to a playoff spot and our all-star gets put on the shelf for 11 games down the stretch because he registered a positive COVID test. And even doing so after receiving the vaccine. And you know, like, we're seeing that all over the place now, even in the world of sports. Just in the past few days, Rich Eisen and Jay Williams have both made announcements on their social media saying, I got the vax and I just tested positive. You know, we've got these variants going around. There's all kinds of crazy stuff happening. But the hope is that because you heard that phrase abundance of caution, that it's just contact tracing and Zach will be cleared and he just gets to take his own private jet out to Tokyo instead of flying with the team out there yesterday.
Correct. It was the hopes to join the team later this week is what is when I removed all worry and concern for myself, because it wasn't like Bradley Beal, whatever, like, yeah, he's done. Like, you're not, he's not playing, guys. He's over with. No. And knowing Zach had been through this already, just understand the caution. Like, this is serious. Like this ain't a game. Like, I get it. This is very serious. Take all the caution that you need. But knowing that he's been through it and you know, done his proper and done his due, I just take this as, you know what? Contact tracing. We're being very cautious with this. It's not like it's great over there in Tokyo right now when it comes to COVID. It's a lot of wild stuff happening and a lot of increases. It's been really up and down. It's been kind of down this week. Like it's been a decline this week, but just the week before there was a sharp increase. So yeah, understand the caution. I understand I'm taking the time. I get all of that and I'm cool with all of that. But none of this says to me that Zach will not be playing, because they're going to need him, Matt, because we, like I said on the last show, he's been the best player for them. He's been their best player for Team USA, has been Zachary LaVine, and we need to see him there.
It's true. It absolutely is true. I have just been so excited. My excitement levels have been ramping up for weeks now, as soon as we learned that Zach was, you know, one of the final 12 selected, because it's something for Bulls fans to be excited about. You know, it's a big honor for him, but also, you know, as we have talked about over the past couple of weeks, when we're hearing all of these interviews from players with Team USA, watching Zach play on a court, getting alley-oops from Kevin Durant, and, you know, it is significant, not just for Zach and his career accomplishments, but it is for the Bulls organization as well. And it would just be absolutely gut-punching for, obviously for him first and foremost, but as us Bulls fans as well, to see that taken away from him, because it's something that he has absolutely 100% earned. And, you know, everybody just cross your fingers like crazy and hope that Zach can get out there and enjoy that experience. And, you know, it's not going to be the same fun Olympic Village. You know, you were just kind of talking about how things in Tokyo are weird and not great right now. Did you see the thing about the beds made out of cardboard to try and prevent the sensual interactions between Olympic athletes in Olympic Village?
First of all, these are high-trained, well-tuned athletes, okay? I'm pretty sure cardboard is not going to stop a thing.
Don't need a bed.
First of all, me or Matt is not finely tuned athletes. It's not stopping us at all, all right? These cars not going to stop a thing, all right? So to think that people who are just completely in the best shape ever, this cardboard is going to stop them, you might be helping them. Who knows? Like, but I'm telling you, that ain't going to stop nothing. What a terrible, silly thing to think. Like, honestly, what a silly thing to think. These are adults. Like, come on, they'll figure it out. They'll figure out a way, all right? Like, what is this?
Speaking of figure out a way, if you're looking for a new way to talk about sports with your fellow sports fans, you should check out Green Room from Spotify. One of the sponsors of today's show, Green Room, is the first social audio platform made for sports fans just like you. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. Green Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, whatever your favorite league is. And you'll find fans just like you on Green Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news and rumors. So go download the free Green Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices, and there is a beta version out there for Android users like myself. What up, Android Nation? Be sure to check out be sure to create a profile for yourself, link it to your Twitter, and join whatever groups and leagues for the latest league updates that you need every day, all day, every day. You'll find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues. Download the Green Room app today. Green Room, changing the way we talk sports. All right, with that, Big Dave, let us get in to some mailbag content. We're going to do a bunch of texts and some stuff from Twitter today. And then on our next episode tomorrow, it'll be all them fresh voicemails we have in our inbox. First, Dave, let's get this out of the way quickly, okay? We've got multiple texts commenting about your ad reads. So the 773 says, let me come read some ads. I can sing better than Big Dave.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The 630 says, keep doing those ad reads, Big Dave. So we've got another supporter of Dave's ad reads, and we've got somebody in our inbox claiming that they could do it better than you. What do you think about that?
Well, let me address the love first. Thank you very much. That is awesome. I just enjoy doing them. I just enjoy doing stuff. So honestly, it's just me talking and doing stuff. So shout out to Rock Auto, because that seems to be the one everybody really enjoys. So shout out to Rock Auto and Built Bar and Bet Online.
I wonder if they're going to be a sponsor later on in today's episode.
I don't know. Just stick around and find out. Who says stick around and find out for an ad read? This is awesome. This is awesome. But secondly, let me deal with the person who says they can sing better than me. You probably can. I don't doubt you. I don't doubt you at all. But my job is automatically done because you know who Rock Auto is now. And you want to sing about Rock Auto. And that's honestly, my job is done. I did what I was supposed to do. I didn't know I was going to sing for Rock Auto. It's just what came out. So I didn't do it to compete, you know, but I am competitive. So if you find out that you got something and you want to send it on in, I promise you, I will listen to it. And if it sounds righteous and I dig it, I promise you, I'll play it. I will put it on, man. So let's hear your voice. I want to hear these silky, smooth tones that you say you got. And it better be right, too. Because if it ain't right, we're going to give it to you. Like DMX, we're going to give it to you, baby.
X going to give it to you. I like that. Put up or shut up. Hey, instead of sending us a text, how about you call, leave us a voicemail with a sample of your Rock Auto jingle singing. And we can put it up against Dave, and we will find out who's better.
We'll find out. That's right. Yeah. And you get time to do it. See, I'll do it off the top of this right here, baby. You getting time to do that, and you can figure it out. And I still think I'm going to do my thing better. But yeah, send it in. Let's go. Let's hear it. Nothing but love to you. Thank you for listening.
Ayo. And so the 630, who is the one who just encouraged you to keep doing those ad reads, also had a Bulls thought. He said, greetings, fellas. As far as Marko Simonovic, I'm glad he's coming over. At worst, he's an upgrade over Felicio for the 14th spot on the bench. Fair. But seriously, how great is it that the Bulls' depth is going to have projects on it and not just dead weight? Interesting kind of a separation and distinction there between, okay, yes, maybe we should temper expectations as far as Marko coming over if he does take a roster spot this season. Mm. But he might be playable. He might be playable as a back of the rotation guy or might be playable enough if, God forbid, somebody in front of him in the rotation goes down. Anytime Felicio came out there over the past few seasons, you were like, what? We're a joke. This is a joke and nothing more than just a joke, and it's a depressing joke.
A depressing joke. Sad joke. You know how much – listen, everybody had that one on these Bulls teams the past couple years. Everybody had the player that just – you know, stuck in their craw. You know, it just bothered them to no end. For Matt, it was Denzel Valentine. Could not stand him. It's true. Whatever he said on here, he says it behind closed doors too. So his disdain for Denzel is very well documented. For me, for John, I think it was Chris Dunn. I think it was more Chris Dunn for John. John just had some disdain for Chris Dunn. He couldn't take it. Couldn't do it. For me, it was Cristiano Felicio. And listen, that man made me angry in so many ways because he just didn't know the game of basketball. And that's what bothered me to no end. He didn't know what he was doing on the floor. And he just always was complaining about everything when he would get on the court. Any foul. What did I do? He's literally holding a brick in his hand. He's like, what did I do? I didn't throw a brick at anybody. What do you mean? He was annoying. He ran on his tiptoes, and that annoyed me. When he forgot that he was supposed to be in a basketball game in the fourth quarter with like 10 seconds to go. That annoyed me to no end.
And then trying to run into the play at the last second after forgetting that he should be on the court, he knocked over his own teammate.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He did. Knocked over his own teammate, committed a foul. He did. That happened. Go back and watch it. It was against Washington. Go back and watch it. It happened.
Oh, my God.
When you brought him in the game, it was sheer depression and sadness. And it would just make you angry. And then when you look at the contract, it just made you even angrier because it was a guaranteed. It was guaranteed 4 years, guaranteed $8 million. I'm proud of him that he got his money. I ain't against nobody getting their money. But it's just the fact that you were just bad and terrible, and I never wanted to see you play. And on top of that, I'm paying you to sit and do nothing. It just drove me insane, and I don't have to deal with it anymore, man. I'm just so glad that he's going to be gone, that Denzel's going to be gone, and Chris Dunn, he's already gone. So the trifecta shall happen.
Whew, man, that's a great list of players who aren't going to be here. That's a lovely, it's a lovely, lovely list. All right, going back to them text messages. The 815 says, "Hey guys, Matt from Plainfield. Curious to get your thoughts on who we could realistically get in a sign and trade centered around Markkanen this offseason. I know it might be a little bit of a task with this. It might be a little bit of a task with his, let's be honest, subpar time with the Bulls. But would it be possible to get a quality veteran point guard or backcourt player in return?" Thanks for checking in, Matt. Thanks for the question. So we talked a little bit about this last week, Dave, when we were talking about the DeJounte Murray rumors that are going around. And the fact that maybe if the reports of mutual interest between Lowry and the San Antonio Spurs are true, and it's also true that they are putting DeJounte Murray up on the trading block, that there might be something there. As far as what Lowry could get without throwing additional pieces into that trade, I think Matt, our texter, is right in that I see it as maybe a tough sell to do just like a straight-up swap sign and trade with Lowry. Because, you know, Murray's under contract, and as we were discussing on our pals Salim and Ed's Bulls Gold podcast over the weekend, it's a very team-friendly contract. So I think if you're going to, like, just as that first example, because it's something that's been propping up in NBA trade rumors, the whole, like, Lowry to San Antonio thing, if that's the one you're going for and you want DeJounte Murray back, you're probably going to have to throw some additional San Antonio's way, don't you think?
No question. And DeJounte Murray, it's not like he's trash here. Like, that's the reason we want him. He's really, really good. And the Spurs know this. And they're not just going to hand him over for a player that they know we've given up on. You know, like, they're not stupid. They understand what's going on with the situation with the Bulls. And we know, well, we can look at it like, you know, Lowry, you know, he can get you 18-9, gets you 40% from three, you know, high percentage from the field. Can play the, you know, the four and the five. You know, we can spin it like that. But in the end, they're looking like, well, if you can do all that, then why is he leaving? Like, why is he going anywhere, guys? You obviously don't want him and there's something wrong. So, yes, I'm going to need something extra if you're going to want this. I do think it's realistic, though. I do find it realistic to think that this could happen because of the interest that the Spurs probably have, and I believe they do have, in Lowry Markkanen. And again, this dude is 7 feet tall and can shoot from the outside. He's not devoid of talent. We've seen it. It's just he, for some reason, he couldn't put it together here. And we're hoping he could put it together somewhere else. I think, but you're still going to have to give them something else, strictly for the reason that they know that you're getting rid of him. And they know that he's not coming back and you're not going to give him that contract. So what do you want to give us? You know, you got to give us a second round pick or something. You got to throw in something extra. I don't know, an extra player that you might have lying around. We got a lot of players just lying around that we'd be willing to throw into this. I think that they would want something extra. You know, because Bulls fans, you know, Matt, they want the best deal, you know, for the worst stuff that we have. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but I don't
Classic
think that's
going to happen.
Yeah.
We'll give you Paul Zipser and a 2027 second round pick for Kawhi. How's that sound?
Come on, man. Zip had 16.
Paul Zipser, who we're high on. Shout out to my guy, Jordan Malley. That was one of his favorite drops to just randomly throw in there when we were recording. This is Gar talking about how high he was on Paul Zipser.
Oh, God, Paul Zipser.
I think he actually has the same representation as our second round pick from last year, Marko Simonovic. Because I was like, I was stalking his Twitter to try and figure out the whole Marco stuff that was going around a couple weeks ago. And I saw some announcement about Paul Zipser signing a new contract over in Germany. So, yay, Paul Zipser.
Can I just say how awesome it is also that we really haven't heard anything about Marco since he's gotten here? Like, you still kind of just have to look at his Instagram to see, hey, I went on a boat ride. Like, yeah. That's, you know, Like, you haven't heard anything.
Bulls have not made any official announcement. We still haven't gotten any official word from any, like, you know, reliable and trustworthy Bulls sources or national sources about a contract being signed or anything like that. So maybe they're waiting for, like, the moratorium period to end or whatever to make it official. I don't know. We'll see. And we are going to get to some more Marco talk in our next part two mailbag, because we do have a voicemail about Marco from one of our international listeners who I think has watched a lot more of Marco's game than the average US of A Bulls fan like you and me, Big Dave. There is something else along the lines of potential Lowry signing trades that we have in a Twitter question. We want to get to that in just a minute and a couple more pieces of mailbag from Twitter. First, though, I want to tell you all that today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Did you know Built Bar has so many delicious flavors that there's something for everyone? If you like a little bit of fruit with your chocolate and your protein bars, you can try out Cherry Barcia, Raspberry, Strawberry, and Orange. Or if you just want chocolate, check out Double Chocolate, Salted Caramel, Cookies and Cream, German Chocolate, Coconut. There's something for everybody. And if you haven't tried all these flavors, you can get a mixed box from Built.com where you'll get two of each of those nine OG flavors. Not only are all these Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy for you too. All Built Bars have either 17 or 18 grams of protein and anywhere between just 130 and 180 calories. Only 180 calories. Only 4 or 5 grams of sugar and 4 or 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty and all healthy. And hey, did you also know that Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team heading to Tokyo to compete in these Olympics? If it's good enough for Olympians, it's probably good enough for you. So go check out Built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15 at Built.com.
Well, Matt.
Who else is today's show brought to us by, Big Dave?
Well, Matt, pay attention, 773. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Now, one thing, let me just tell you, one thing I hate to do is stuff. And so on a Saturday, I don't want to do anything. I'd rather sit down. I'd rather chill out and do nothing. But I would hate it if I had to go in and get something for my car and then find out the part is available or not. Oh, they might not have the part available. Oh, they got to order the part. Oh, this guy's got to leave because he got to finish eating his chicken wings in the back. Oh, I got to deal with all kinds of foolishness. No more do you have to do anything like that. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home. And guess what? In your hip, save time and money when using rockauto.com. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or a car dealership? Rock Auto is a family-owned business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Their prices are reliably low for every customer. They have everything that you can need. Brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even some new carpet because you know you need it. So I know you want to go. So you're saying, what can I do to get there? Let me tell you right now. You go to rockauto.com and you see all the parts that are available for your car or truck. And then this is what you do. This is just for me to you right now. You write in Locked On. Write in Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that Dave and Matt sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Beat that, 7-7. That's how you debate.
I was going to say, the bar has been raised, Texter, who is saying you could do it better than Dave. Meet me up here, won't you?
The air is thin up here, baby. Come on and get it. Come on up. Come on
Big
up.
Dave's hanging out at Mile High right now. Okay, so getting back to the bridge of before Big Dave rocked our Rock Auto faces off, the question from our texter about Lowry and signing trades and what we might get. So related to that is a question that Stu sent us on Twitter. Stuart, sorry, I don't want to assume that you go by Stu for short. Stuart on Twitter, who said, is this report of the Wolves being interested in Lowry going to make Rubio a serious point guard option in a signing trade if Lowry signs an offer sheet there? Or do you think the front office has their sights fixed elsewhere, like Ball or Murray? Maybe we could still end up with Culver out of a signing trade. Rubio would be down on my list in point guard targets rather than trying to trade for Murray. But he is on the final year of his deal, giving us some money to spend in a better free agent class in 2022. So there's an interesting question from Stuart there. And in case you didn't see what he's referring to, I went and dug it up. It is a written mailbag Q&A from the Minnesota Timberwolves reporter for The Athletic. So our guy Darnell Mayberry's colleague over in Minnesota, his name is John Krzyzewski, I believe. And I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing his last name. But so he's doing a mailbag. And one of his Wolves fans' questions was, who's a name that Wolves could be interested in that might surprise some people? And this is what the Wolves beat reporter wrote to that question. How about Lauri Markkanen? That is the entirety of what he wrote. So it's not something I would call a report, because it's just a Q&A question of what maybe is a surprising name that the Wolves might be interested in this summer. And his answer was, Lauri Markkanen. So I'm not putting a lot of stock in it. But even still, just for fun, and it's the offseason and we need stuff to talk about. We're talking about Lowry signing trades. Big Dave, what do you about think about this one? If Minnesota is interested and maybe settling for Ricky Rubio, who, by the way, played pretty darn well alongside a younger Zach LaVine back in their Minnesota days.
He did. He did play well along a younger Zach LaVine, because it was also a younger Ricky Rubio as well. Older Ricky Rubio is not the same. Older Zach LaVine is awesome. Like, I don't know about older Ricky Rubio. It's not the same. Like I said, he's too busy trying to, you know, date Diane Lane and take him from Richard Gere. He's not focused on basketball right now.
He's focused on basketball. He's playing for the Spanish national team.
Fair point. It's the Olympics. That's true. That's fair point. That's all I'm saying. Just watch your wives over there. I mean, Ricky.
Running pick and rolls with our guy, Pau Gasol.
Pay attention, man. Ricky ain't no punk. Pay attention. Ricky and Pretty Ricky, what they call him, baby. I will say that's interesting, but I think it comes up because when you said that, I was like, oh, yeah, the T-Wolves did draft Lowry before they made the trade. Okay, that might be a thing. The T-Wolves do need some help as far as size is concerned to go alongside Karl Anthony Towns. That would be helpful for them because they're kind of taking shape with, you know, who their top-tier players are going to be, and it looks like it's going to be Edwards and it's going to be Karl Anthony Towns. So it just seems like around that they're going to need role players. I don't think they believe wholeheartedly in Russell. I don't think they thought that they were going to get this pick, you know, when they got Edwards. So Russell was kind of like, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude. Like, I think they got caught out there with that. But, yeah, Lauri Markkanen could definitely help them. I mean, he definitely fills a role that they would need. Now, Ricky Rubio, I don't find that equal value. Personally, getting that. I think the age has something to do with it. The need, obviously, of course, because we do need a point guard for sure. But I'm not bringing Ricky Rubio in here to start. I'm not. When I look at Ricky Rubio, I think of him coming off the bench. And I'm like, I kind of already have that in Tomas Satoransky, who's much younger and taller. But I'm not trying to diss Ricky, because Ricky's good and he has skills. If he didn't, he still wouldn't be playing. But I just don't like the fit here with Chicago, because you're just bringing in another backup point guard. I don't think you're bringing in a starter. And I think that's what we're looking for, is a for real straight up starter.
Yeah. I mean, I think if this were a potential 4 or 5 years ago, it would interest me more. Like I remember back when Jordan and I were first podcasting together in 2016, 2017, we were talking about Rubio maybe being a really nice piece to help along this rebuild, because he was a veteran point guard, could be a floor general, get looks for the young guys that we're trying to develop. But that was 3 or 4 years ago now. And it's like, how you wonder how much he has left. And if you're talking about, as Stuart was talking about, as plenty of us have talked about, maybe trying to get DeJounte Murray over from San Antonio. Yeah, Murray's under contract for more years, but I think given his age, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And he's basically in the same window as Rubio, who for 21-22, $17.8 million. Mm. That's a lot to pay a this-aged Ricky Rubio.
To come off the bench. Like, yeah, I would stick with Satoransky if I had that choice.
I mean, it's like asking me, it's like, oh, what do you want? Like, you know, a kale salad or a shard salad? It's like, I don't really want either of those. Thank you.
Take the kale, Matt. Take the kale.
Do you have a steak salad option? Hold the salad.
Hold the salad.
Yeah, but you know, that's just
oh
me.
Oh my god. Take the kale.
Each their own. Never. Never. All right. Thank you, Stuart, for that interesting question about Lowry in Minnesota. I had not seen that report. This is aggregating season, especially for teams who have been out of the playoffs for a while and are desperate for their teams to start up a new season.
Yes.
And like, it wasn't just that Q&A from an Athletic Timberwolves beat writer. Several sites, including like, you know, Pippen Ain't Easy and various Bulls blogs and NBA blog, took that one little Lowry question mark and turned it into content all over, which is what we are doing here, right here and now. Thanks to Stuart from Twitter. So moving on, speaking of the Bulls and their search for a point guard, Ryan on Twitter said, I'm hearing less talk about one Spencer Dinwiddie. How come? Mm. Big Dave, there hasn't been a whole lot recently as far as just connecting Spencer to the Bulls. He was, I believe, one of the names listed from that other report from Matt Moore that we were talking about earlier this week that also included Kyle Lowry. His name was at least in there. Mm-hmm. But you were, I think, mentioning the other day, as far as the comments that Spencer Dinwiddie made in a recent interview about, well, hey, if Brooklyn wants to pay me, they can pay me the most and I'll stay here. Yeah. If they don't want to pay me the most, I'm probably going to go where they pay me the most. Like, he said it pretty bluntly.
Right.
And I, like, you know, do you see the Bulls using up probably all of their cap space to get some kind of deal for Spencer Dinwiddie? I think it's not a super likely option.
No.
It's one that I would not be opposed to. You know me, I love Dinwiddie. I'm high on that guy. I know a lot of people are scared of him coming off the injury, but pre-injury Dinwiddie – and maybe I just have faith because I've seen what Zach LaVine has done after his injury, and I am in that right frame of mind. Pre-injury, Spencer Dinwiddie was turning himself into an all-star, like bona fide all-star numbers, and I think he could be really good for this team. But maybe at a price that's too expensive.
Yeah, that last sentence is the point, Matt. Just the price of it. I think he'd be great here. I would love him here. And you're right. When we had Sarah Kustak on during the All-Star game, when we interviewed her, we talked about how much we loved Spencer Dinwiddie and how much we enjoyed him. We wanted him to, come on back. And even she said, yo, he loves hearing things like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he enjoys that because he liked his time here in Chicago. So he enjoys hearing, you know, that there's love is still there. We like, well, the love is right here in your face. Spencer, we ain't got nothing but love for you. We like his game a lot. We like what he brings. I like the fact that I trust him in a fourth quarter. You know, when that fourth quarter comes up, I'm like, oh, put Spencer out there. He's going to create something. He'll hit that big bucket. You know, he'll make that right pass. We saw him do it all the time with the Nets when, pre-injury. We saw him do those things. So you're right, man. He turned himself into an all-star. I didn't see him turning himself into something this awesome. I just thought he was going to be good. But he was like, borderline, I'm one of the best in the league. Like, you know what I mean? Put me on an all-star team. You know what I mean? Like, he was flirting with that. Like, crazy. I think people should talk about it more, but it comes down to that money, and that's all it's about. Because Spencer has told you in no uncertain terms, I want this check, all right? And Brooklyn has said Brooklyn has the most check if Brooklyn wants them, and Brooklyn needs people. As if you saw, that was their issue in the playoffs. They've got their top heavy, you know what I mean? They need Spencer Dinwiddie was there for them. Man, the dividends he could have paid. Like, losing Kyrie Irving, you're like, oh, I got Spencer Dinwiddie. All right, we still might be able to get this in seven, you know?
Right.
And we'll get to a finals and see what it looks like. But he would tremendously help a team. It's like Brooklyn. So, and Brooklyn doesn't mind spending. And they have shown you since they've gotten their new owner, since the Garnett and Paul Pierce, he does not mind spending and trying to get whoever he thinks is the best. So, I think it's more than likely he stays there. He's beloved there. But if it's a bidding war, the Bulls are not going to do that. I don't see that happening. I don't see them getting into a bidding war for Spencer Dinwiddie. If it was a bidding war for Damian Lillard or something, I could see them getting that. But a bidding war for Spencer, I don't see them getting into that. Like, if he wants to be here, then they'll, you know, he'll be here.
Speaking of bidding wars, to round out this part one of our mailbag, Jason on Twitter. These are his words, not mine.
Okay. What's up, Jason?
Jason on Twitter wonders, what's the reality of Acme convincing the cheapskate owners to pay the luxury tax for the next year or two?
Oh, man.
His words, not mine. I know. What do you think, Dave?
Doesn't look likely, just going off the past. That's all. Just going off the past things.
You all watched The Last Dance, right? That old guy that they talked to a few times throughout the course of that documentary? Yeah. He's still there.
Oh, man.
The guy that didn't want to pay Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen? That guy? he's still there.
Oh, man. I mean, is that not saying that? I mean,
offered without comment. Offered without comment. I'm just letting you know he's still there.
He's still there, man. Yeah, I don't see that happening. Like, nothing, there's nothing I can hang my hat on to say, you know what, he might do it this time. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing I can just hang my hat on to say that. And I don't know. Maybe AK possesses a power persuasion that we haven't seen yet. Because, hey, you got Billy Donovan here. Like, maybe he possesses a power persuasion we just don't know about, but more than likely, I don't see it happening.
Yeah, you know, maybe baby steps as far as what they are capable of convincing the Reinsdorfs to do. Right. Because, you know, like you said, I mean, convincing them to take a significant sharp turn, and as soon as Billy Donovan became available, go immediately pursue the most expensive candidate on the coaching market.
Right.
As opposed to them, when AK arrived and they told him, we'd like you to keep an open mind about Jim Boylan. And AK said, yeah, okay, I'll keep an open mind. And then I'm going to fire him on what would have been the last day of the regular season had our season not been ended.
Oh, how beautiful that was. I will never forget that moment, man. Oh, my God.
All those speculative reports from Bulls people and Bulls. Oh, my God, they're going to bring Jim back. I sat here every day and said, y'all are nuts. There's no way AK's letting that guy coach another season.
Look, I was right with you, man. I was like, how could y'all see anything that he has done and think that he would say, you know what, I'm going to keep this dude on my team? How could you look at that and think that? I understand the past and what it says, but how could you look at what they said he has the ability to do? He can do whatever he wants to do. We're not telling him who to keep or nothing like that. He can do how he wants. And then you watch what he does and all the people he brings in, and you watch the things he said he wanted to do. And then you're like, yeah, he's still going to keep this idiot over here as a coach. Who all the players, you know, do not like. who the coaches in the league do not like. We're going to keep this dude. Yeah, we're going to hold on to that. No, he went into the day that he could do it and got his ass out of here, man. Oh, dude. I'll never forget. I had a dream that it happened. I had a dream the night before. That is true, because I told Matt and John this. It is true. I had a dream the night before that he got fired. And I woke up and it was saw them text messages and just... Oh, oh man, that joy, that feeling, that moment. Woo! Felt great. Man, that felt good. Thank you, AK Mark Eversley. Thank you.
It did. Really did. Mm. It's sad that one of our most happy days as Bulls fans over the past half a decade was just the day that we got rid of a joke of a coach. But hey.
Yeah.
Baby steps. Maybe next baby step is convincing the Reinsdorfs to pay the luxury tax. We'll see.
Thanks. One thing at a time.
Thanks to Jason for the question. Thanks to everybody who chimed in on Twitter and in that text inbox. Don't forget, we got part two dropping tomorrow of this double mailbag extravaganza, and we will be doing a whole bunch of voicemails there that we have fresh and waiting for us in our inbox. But in the meantime, anything that you have on your mind, Bulls or NBA related, you can always find us in that text line, 331-979-1369. You find us via email, lockedonbulls@gmail.com, or just tweet at us at lockedonbulls. I am at bulls_peck. Dave is at Bowl, B-A-W-L Sports. Thanks again to today's sponsors, Spotify Green Room, Built Bar, and, of course, rockauto.com. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for our next episode dropping with a bunch of voicemails, more mailbag content. See red, be good. Peace out, Bulls Nation.